Its current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Climate change is continuing to influence Michigan's natural sector. Last March, a dramatic thaw and then refreeze devastated the state's fruit crops, while recently record low water levels have forced the government to spend millions on dredging. Here to discuss how climate change might continue to impact the state in the future is Jeff Andreessen, who's Michigan climatologist and an assistant professor of geography here at Michigan State University. Nice to see you, Jeff.
Good to see you, too.
Could we talk at first about how much Michigan's climate has already varied over the years? How much variation can you say is built in to climate change
right.
is already a part of the is it just part of the ongoing
there's
process?
A great deal. Well, geologically, we've been everything from tropical climate 400 million years ago to glacial.
Those were the days.
So geologically, we're looking at a huge range, but in human lifetime, we have about 150 years of reliable records. And in that period, we know that we've warmed overall about 1 degree Fahrenheit over the last century or so. And Michigan and the Great Lakes region have become wetter. We have now about 4 or 5 inches more of precipitation per year than we did back 50, 60 years ago. So warmer and wetter is the direction we've been. And that's especially been true over the last 2 to 3 decades.
Okay, so looking forward, the EPA predicts that by the end of the century, the climate here in the Midwest may resemble something closer to Arkansas's. Is that a valid or an accurate way to envision Michigan's climate future?
I think conceptually it does help. We're looking at the projections of the future, and it depends on what assumptions are made. Talking about maybe a 4 to as much as 11 degree Fahrenheit increase in temperatures by the end of the century.
And that doesn't, we went up 1 degree right. in 150 years and 4 to 11 by the end of this century.
Right. And to some, actually, that doesn't sound like that much. But when you look at it over a large area over a short period of time, that's a very, very significant change. So, yes, at least conceptually, one would have to go fairly far away to see a climate that much warmer than what we've had recently.
Let's talk about some of the potential effects of climate change and some that we may already be witnessing. The Great Lakes are part of the Midwest economy. How will warmer temperatures affect the Great Lakes?
There are a number of potential impacts. Agriculture is the one that I'm most familiar with. It's my specialty area. And we can say that probably that there will be some winners, some losers. Some parts of our region, including Michigan, actually may benefit from a warmer and wetter. They already have probably benefited from a warmer, wetter climate and could in the near-term future, while other areas, especially as one goes out into the Great Plains or towards the west and south, probably will become drier. That's what the projections are. So at least for agriculture, we're looking at a mixed bag. There are a number of other weather-dependent industries. One that we think about this time of year, but is the winter outdoor recreation industry, and the fact that we likely will see less snow cover on the ground, less snowfall in future decades. That's a concern certainly for snowmobiling, skiing, other winter recreational activities.
How has it already changed? You alluded to the fact that it's we've already seen a few changes or minor changes.
The big changes we've seen, temperature, it turns out we've seen warmer winters. Milder winters is one of the most significant in terms of our temperatures. We've actually warmed 2 degrees Fahrenheit just in the last 30 years. Much of that has been during the winter and at night.
But are we seeing changes in the crop, the crops, or that kind of thing?
Research suggests that we actually have had in Michigan and parts of the Great Lakes region, we've actually done better. We've had higher yields. Part of that is because of more favorable climate, at least in the last couple of decades.
Okay. Last March, we had a dramatic episode in terms of temperatures. We had temperatures in the 80s, not quite a year ago, if memory serves. And then we had a frost all over again, which just devastated the fruit crops here in Michigan. Is this related to climate change?
An excellent question.
And is this a pattern that we're likely to continue to see?
A couple of comments, and we're just about 1 year anniversary when the heat wave of 2012 began. We've run out of superlatives to describe what happened in a 2.5-week period last March. We set thousands of new records, warmest March on record by far for Michigan and 25 states of the 50 states. But this likely, if one would have asked 20 years ago, we would have said this was an extreme weather event. But now there are a couple of other issues here. One is that the physical mechanisms that were responsible for the heat wave last year are consistent both with weather and then the longer term climate as well. But more importantly, this is following a trend. Our springs are coming earlier with time. That's one of the other very significant trends. The spring warm-up is occurring earlier and earlier with time. And the projections of the future suggest, from what we have or what we know, that this may occur or may continue to occur in the future. So I think that while it was a weather event, an extreme weather event, like the drought of 2012 was an extreme weather event, they're not mutually exclusive. They're not completely independent, and that may be some small part of what happened in March of 2012 and during the summer of 2012 are linked with a longer-term change. So, again, at some point we would have said those are weather and this is climate, and they're not related, but now I think that there is, we can't say that any longer.
Are we learning more as to what's behind the climate change?
Almost all of the evidence points in the direction of human activity and changes in greenhouse gas composition in the atmosphere. That gets stronger and stronger each year. And so, yes, there is natural variability of our climate system. However, again, the vast majority of evidence continues to point towards a finger towards human activity as being the primary issue here.
We're talking with state climatologist Jeff Andreessen. What about Michigan's wildlife? Can we project how much the wildlife makeup might change?
Well, it's a complicated question. There almost certainly would be changes, and that's true for both the land-based species and also aquatic species in our lakes and rivers as well. But we also have to look at the ecosystems, the composition of vegetation, and if the projections do hold out here as time goes on, there will be significant shifts and or changes of both plant species and animal species across the state.
How might the people of Michigan begin to transition or prepare for this warmer, wetter Michigan?
This is, I think we're already seeing some evidence of this. We're spending less money for heating, for one. That's a positive thing, but we're spending more money to cool our environments during the summer because we have warmer temperatures in the summer than we have in the past. That's one simple one. It just depends on the type of weather-dependent activities we deal with or where we are. But heating and cooling is one very, very real one that's already actually occurring.
We've seen more and more unexpected disasters here, and Sandy comes to mind, the superstorm. Are these extreme events part of climate change, or is this more a part of the new norm?
Once again, I think those are weather events. Sandy was, but there is some consistency with the theory, and ultimately, again, I think climate change may be playing at least some small role in this in a longer-term trend. So we can't, exclude her mutually. They're not completely mutually exclusive.
Gotcha. Jeff Andreessen is the state of Michigan climatologist. He is also an assistant professor of geography here at Michigan State University. This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news about the Great Lakes environment, you can find more at greatlakesecho.org. Jeff Andreessen, always good to see you.
My pleasure. Thanks.